This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for mortgage brokering. We're here for a special treat today because in the studio with us now is Lily Mavrelis. She's the general sales manager for Pulte Homes, and also aka the Pulte Group, and you cover the whole entire Mid-Atlantic market.
Yes.
That's a pretty big territory.
It is.
And what area does that really cover?
Yeah, so we just are in the process of reopening our East Shore community, Glen Riddle, which is in Berlin, Maryland.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Heading to the beach.
Headed to the beach. Why not purchase a home?
Right. I love those signs where it says, if you lived here, you'd be home.
Yes.
I love that sign.
I know. It's a good one for sure.
But what other communities are you in?
Yes. So we're in a closeout currently in Arts District in Hyattsville, Maryland.
Okay.
We have Crown, which is a community in Gaithersburg, Maryland. We're in closeout mode for Quince Trace, which is a community in North Potomac. And then communities in Northern Virginia. So down in Stafford County, we're actually in a closeout mode for a community where we've got all waterfront views. We've got a Del Webb community down there as well, targeting our 55 and better audience with a lifestyle unlike any other. So it's quite a lot.
Let's touch base on that. You talked about Del Webb. Who's the clientele for that?
Yes. So Del Webb is going to be 55 years and better. So those looking for more of a retirement community, but sometimes there's a stigma that you have that it's, you know, a retirement community, which it's not. It's active adult. So it's a community where we have a lodge where you've got over 150 clubs. So it's a place where you've got a lot to do, clearly. And you're with other like-minded individuals who have the time to enjoy all those same types of interests.
It's kind of like you're joining a community.
Absolutely.
So you have a life.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And we're also here because you're doing something in Laurel.
Yes. So we're very excited to be in Laurel. It'll be our first time there. So we're kind of excited to join that part of Maryland. And obviously being between D.C. and Baltimore, it's an exceptional location, great schools. So we're excited to be there. And we'll be grand opening that community in March.
Wonderful. Yes. How do you know when you pick an area?
Yes, a lot goes into it.
You just don't find land and be like, oh, let's go here. Yeah.
It looks good. Let's go for it, right? Yes. So we've got a lot of folks behind the scenes that do a lot of homework, feesies, a lot of different studies to make sure that it's a good place to be. And if it checks all the boxes, we move forward.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
But it seems like you guys are building houses and properties that are putting together communities. You're not just building houses, you're putting together a community.
Yes.
And like within that community that you're building in Laurel, like what some features that you have there?
Yes. So I would say, you know, the big thing is even down to the floor plan. Pulte does a lot of what we consider life-tested homes. So they're very, very new, kind of fresh approach to how the home is designed. It's a 12-step process. We have homeowners who actually go through a mock floor plan and help us determine how to design it. So every nook and cranny of these homes has been essentially life tested for those that will live in the home. So we're excited to be showing some new floor plan designs that we have yet to feature in any of our communities in this market.
Wonderful.
Explain
the life tested a little bit more, because I'm thinking like Consumer Reports and it's kind of like when the car crash test.
Right.
Dummies, like, how do you life test a house?
Yes. So it goes back to how you live in your home.
Okay.
So it's making sure that the home lives how the homeowners would. Does that make sense?
You're right. You're thinking it out because like, you don't want to run to the basement to do the laundry.
Yes. Exactly.
Growing up, I'm the one that had to run down and check on the laundry or put it in the dryer. Like, nobody wanted to do it.
Yes. So that's a great example. Another example is a Pulte Planning Center is something that we've incorporated into our home. So it's almost a place where parents can have their children kind of drop their bags, do their homework. So it's kind of like an area that they can, off of the kitchen or off the main area, for doing homework or whatever the case may be, like a little offshoot office, but it's those types of things. So designing the home around we live today, right? Because we kind of live in our homes different today than we did in the past. So they're very innovative in terms of the designs, lots of storage, large walk-in pantries in the right spaces, maybe not formal dining rooms if they're not so much of a an important thing for that targeted consumer and so on.
And what about the location? I mean, are you close to the ICC? Or are you right there by 95?
Yes, absolutely. Like, so quick on and off access to from the major expressways, shopping, obviously parks, and absolutely a lot of dining and convenience. You know, I would say that it's really the way of the future, too, with communities is homeowners are looking for, to your point, a place where they can not only live, but that's easily accessible to their amenities or conveniences. So we certainly are targeting communities and areas that provide that to our residents.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just the only problem I see with it is you're so in between Baltimore and Washington, you don't know if you're an Orioles fan or a Nats fan.
I know. It's a million-dollar question.
Right.
It's right.
Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Lily Mavrelis. She's with Pulte Homes, a.k.a. Pulte Group. She's the General Sales Manager. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Lily, what I like to do is get into some topics of discussion, because our listeners, we want to make sure that they're getting what's in their best interest. And that's what our show is all about with everyone that's coming on. And with Pulte Group, you guys have, when someone's buying a property, you have your own mortgage folks, the title company, the insurance. And what I always tell people is make sure you can shop around and get comparisons. So a lot of times when a builder is giving their interest rates and they're giving their products and I do a comparison analysis, we can't really be competitive with it, which is okay because in all fairness, the builder's system is beating what we can do. In not all cases is that the case, but the thing is, with our listeners, how does it work with when someone's buying a home from you? Like they get benefits or how does that work in your world?
Yes, so it's a great question. And to your point, the idea is it's kind of a one-stop shop so that we can help kind of manage the process from the time that they purchase a home all the way to the time that they close on that home. And so to your point, that requires different different folks, right? You need your loan, you need your insurance, you need your title company. So we offer those. But to your point, we absolutely encourage our buyers to do their best and do their due diligence to shop around and make sure that they are truly getting the best deal. So the best way to do that is, to your point, is to always have a comparable. So to shop it with another lender, talk with another title company or insurance provider to make sure that it aligns best for the consumer and it's obviously within their buyer's best interest.
Perfect. And what I like to add to that is when you do shop around, don't go off someone's verbal information. Don't let them trash talk the other person, say, I can do so much better. That's not what we're talking about shopping around. It's getting the exact closing cost, their best interest rate, the benefits that they're able to do, whether you throw in the upgrades or there's discounted or so forth, and then have the other person be able to see what they can do and have it in writing, have the exact closing cost. If you're selecting title companies, look at the closing cost. Don't go off verbal. Have everything in writing. Ask your questions. Go back and forth. Because, one, you're either going to find out you're getting a fair deal and you're going to move forward knowing that you're being taken care of, or you're going to kind of be rubbed the wrong way. But from my experience, you usually don't get rubbed the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do give a good deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to your point, we want to make sure that they feel good about it. And the only way to do that, to your point, is to have it in writing, make sure it's a fair apples to apples comparison so you can look at them side by side. And to your point, make sure that it's easy for the buyer to determine which way makes most sense for them to go.
Now, Lily, question for you. You've been with Pulte Homes for a while.
Yes. Almost 10 years. 10 years in May.
Wow.
Almost a decade. It sounds like a long time, doesn't it?
And you were not always from this area. You were working in a different territory.
Yes. I started out in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
I was, born and raised.
The Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes. That's right. The Great Up North. And then for a couple years, and then I moved to Arizona.
Oh, nice.
The west part of the country, where I spent 5 years working at a Sun City community. So I spent a lot of time with our Del Webb brand, and then have been here now for roughly 3 years. So, yes.
Wonderful. And now you got promoted recently.
Yes.
And you're running the whole entire Mid-Atlantic market.
Yes. I share it with one other.
Okay. So, there's one other.
Yes.
We won't say their name, but
yeah,
it's all Lily.
Yes. But we keep ourselves very busy and a lot of homeowners very happy. So
Wonderful.
It's great.
Well, anything you got for our listeners as far as like special tours or?
Yes, we highly value those exceptional real estate agents out there and certainly welcome you to our doors. Thank you for bringing us such qualified traffic or prospects. And I would be more than happy to put you in touch with someone who can give you a tour of any community that you may have some prospects interested in.
So you can give that VIP treatment instead of them calling up and say, hey, I want to see this property. You got the general sales manager, one of the two, calling up and saying, hey, I got a special agent coming by and I need you to take care of them.
We will roll out the red carpet.
That's great. So if you're what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, the opportunity to get in touch with Lily Mavrelis, the one of two general sales managers for Pulte Homes, just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. And anyone out there looking for a new home, check out Pulte Homes. Thank you so much for being here, Lily.
Thank you, Todd, for the opportunity. It's been great.
Hopefully we'll see you again. And coming up next, what's a house without the electrical wires everywhere? We got the guy that's going to explain the basics that they put into a new construction home, as well as the upgrades you can get coming up next.